There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. So one is shift my mindset from I'm overwhelmed to I'm expanding. Those words alone change the energy. Overwhelmed feels suffocating, right? But expanding feels purposeful. And both can be true, but one reminds you that there's meaning behind the motion. Also shifting from I have to get through this to wow, I'm learning from this. You're not just surviving a season, you're being shaped by it. You're learning new rhythms, new boundaries, new ways to show up for yourself. And then, and this one's also my favorite, shift from I need to calm down to I'm allowed to feel this. Yeah, I'm allowed to feel this, because trying to force calm often does the opposite, in my opinion. Sometimes what we really need is permission and to feel the chaos and cry a little or sit in silence without fixing it. Then also shift from I'm behind to, well, I'm in process. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Today's episode, I'm inviting you into my world a little bit. I want to talk about navigating what it's been like having a more stressful season, not in a poor me type way at all, but in just an honest human way. I mean, because I know so many of us go through chapters like this where life just asks a lot of us all at once, and we might stretch ourselves thin a little bit, and yet we can't just drop it all and walk away. And also maybe in the season of getting stressed, we get sick. Like right now I'm still healing. You might kind of be able to tell, though I am much better and able to talk more, which is great. So anyway, I will start by sharing where I'm at, and it might sound a little chaotic, but then we'll move into some words for the soul, of course, for Magic Monday. That's the intention and the purpose. Have some reflections on how we can reframe stress and work with it and find softness inside. And so right now I'm learning what it really means to be in a whole new career. It's a whirlwind. It's exciting, yes, but it's also stretching me in new ways. And so between transactions and clients in different time zones and traveling for both my work and also my boyfriend's work, my body has definitely been speaking to me loud and clear through things like the tonsil infection and also just a low appetite. That happens, right? And here's the thing, even though it's a lot, I can also feel like it is good stress. It's stress that's leading somewhere that I've always wanted to go. And I know that I'm not alone in that feeling. So this is also simultaneously exciting, stressful, but exciting. And so I have that sense of being in the storm, but knowing that the storm is shaping myself. So if you've been in your own busy, overwhelming season, then perhaps this one is for you. I'm going to start by sharing a glimpse into my mornings lately and how I've been grounding myself through the chaos. And before we move into some thoughts and practices for when life feels like it's just a little too much. So take a deep breath and let's begin. Where do I even begin? I guess I'll start with this. So I'm in a season right now that feels like a lot, not in a bad way, more like a, oh, well, okay, this is my first year as a realtor in a resort town, and it's a blessing for sure. But also I'm realizing how much goes into it. A realtor's career is a lot more than people assume. It's not just showing pretty houses and signing papers. There's a lot of pivots, clients in different time zones, long days, keeping track of contracts and lenders, inspectors, appraisals, listings, all while trying to remember to eat or drink some water. And not something I'm complaining about. It's actually also very fun, a fun roller coaster. But yes, very stressful because people are relying on you and there's a lot of money on the line that is relying on you. And so then on top of that, you know, I've also been traveling, some for my work, some for Jordan's. And when you're constantly moving around, your body just kind of forgets what routine even means. And so, yeah, my body has been talking to me loud and clear. I've got the tonsil infection, low appetite, fatigue that hits out of nowhere. And I think it's my body just saying, hey, I love you, but we're overwhelmed. But weirdly, I'm not resentful of it because I know it's all for something. It's good stress and it's the kind of stress that shows you're stepping into something new and something that's asking you to grow. And so I actually enjoy it. Yeah, like my heart and my mind are determined to see this through. Good stress, I would say, even though it is chaotic. And this podcast is something for my soul, something that I've been doing for 8 years now that it is a habit for me. It's part of my routine and something I've loved for so long that this is not added to my stress, actually. It's oddly an alleviator because I've been doing it for so long and it just makes sense for me. I think I'd be more stressed not having the podcast. Anyway, lately, this is how my mornings have been looking when I'm home, at least when things go as planned, which it isn't every day. But when this happens, I just am so grateful. So I wake up, take the boys out, my doggies, meditate with my red light mask on. I let them go out and they'll come in whenever and just come cuddle with me while I am meditating. I'm just checking with my body, where I'm tense, what's still lingering from yesterday. And then I finish my skincare routine as well. Coffee, of course, my non-negotiable joy. And sometimes I'll do a quick tidy up around the house, light a candle or incense or the oil diffuser, whatever I'm in the mood for, and then open my day one app. Not sponsored, something I've used since 2015, 2014, as far as it goes back to. But I've been preferring the app. I go back and forth. I prefer the app sometimes over writing on paper because, you know, it's locked. I know that no one can read it. No one knows my password and I can truly just brain dump and be so honest. And sometimes I write reflections and sometimes lists and sometimes just a feeling. And then after that, I usually do a little work online, emails, planning, answering people who are ahead of me in their time zone, and then anything I can before I take the dogs for a longer walk. And then I'll come back and do my own workout for about 30 minutes. It's nothing crazy, just enough to move energy through. Then shower, get ready, start the workday. I mean, that is my ideal morning. That's when I get excited for that morning routine. But of course, sometimes there is the abrupt morning message early from a client or an agent or mortgage broker, whoever, and I have to pivot and it happens. Those abrupt messages, they're rare. And so most days I do get to start slow and I'm so grateful for that. And I think that's what I've learned about morning routines, that they're always changing depending on the season of your life, but there are some things that can stay consistent and they're small anchors that keep you connected to yourself no matter what's going on. I know that we all are going through our own season of stress in different ways, and for some people it might not be fun stress. It's important to acknowledge that because we're all going to have that season where it's not a fun stress as well. And so maybe this episode will help you. I want to talk about how we can move through seasons of stress with a little more grace and how we can shift our narratives and speak kinder words to our soul. And though Mercury retrograde is not helping I still have to stay grounded in the perspective that this is a stress to be grateful for, and this is a kind of stress I've wanted for years. Even though it's chaotic and a lot and I'm on a roller coaster, I've got to be grateful. And so, yeah, I want to talk to your soul a bit, talk to the heart. And I've been thinking a lot about this phrase, seasons of stress, because it really is a season. It's not a sentence. It's temporary. It has weather. It has patterns. And eventually it passes. And you know, what I'm learning is that the goal isn't to eliminate stress completely. It's to have a relationship with it that feels honest. Like, okay, I see you. I feel you. You're loud. But I'm not going to make you the enemy. Sometimes stress is our body's way of saying, hey, I care about this. And then other times, it's our soul whispering, hey, there's a gentler way to hold this. All right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now. And for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and hormone harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. Lately, I've been reminding myself that not all stress is bad. Some of it is sacred. It means you're being stretched, you're being expanded, refined. It means you said yes to growth. But that doesn't mean we ignore the signs. My tonsil infection, my low appetite, that drained feeling, they're just feedback. My body is simply saying, hey, I'm doing my best, but could you help me out here? So instead of spiraling into guilt or frustration, I've been trying to thank my body. I'm placing my hand on my heart right now and I'm saying, thank you for showing me where to soften. Because here's the thing, we can't always control the pace of life, but we can control how tenderly we move through it. So here are a few gentle shifts that have been helping me, and maybe they'll help you too. So one is shift my mindset from I'm overwhelmed to I'm expanding. Those words alone change the energy. Overwhelmed feels suffocating, right? But expanding feels purposeful. And both can be true, but one reminds you that there's meaning behind the motion. Also shifting from I have to get through this to wow, I'm learning from this. You're not just surviving a season. You're being shaped by it. You're learning new rhythms, new boundaries, new ways to show up for yourself. And then, and this one's also my favorite, shift from I need to calm down to I'm allowed to feel this. Yeah, I'm allowed to feel this, because trying to force calm often does the opposite, in my opinion. Sometimes what we really need is permission. And to feel the chaos and cry a little or sit in silence without fixing it. Then also shift from I'm behind to, well, I'm in process, right? You're not behind. It's just you're in process right now. There's no behind in your timeline. You're exactly where your nervous system can handle right now. I remind myself this all the time. And so when words don't work, I come back to the body and simple things, unclenching my jaw, taking 3 deep breaths before opening my laptop, placing my hand on my heart, breathing into that space, the heart space, walking the dogs outside, and doing a long exhale when I feel that flutter of urgency. It's funny because when we start treating our nervous system like a friend instead of a malfunctioning robot, it starts to trust us. Mercury retrograde right now, well, communication and timing and tech all feel like they're in a blender. But maybe that's part of the lesson, that it's reminding us to slow down, to listen between the chaos, and to remember that stress isn't the opposite of peace. It's a signal of guiding us back to it. So if you're in your own stressful season right now, I hope you know that it's okay. It's okay to be tired. It's okay to crave rest. It's okay to love what you're doing and still feel overwhelmed by it. You're not failing. You're just in flux. In flux is where the magic happens, where new patterns are born. So take a deep breath with me right now. And whisper to yourself, I'm doing my best. I'm expanding. And this season is shaping me for what's next. And with that, let's flow into an even softer space, a short poetic moment to end on. While sometimes when words feel too much, I find poetry lets the heart exhale. So here's a little piece I was working on. The body keeps the rhythm. This is perhaps my 3rd draft of it. I'm still working on it, but Magic Monday is now. And this piece is so fitting for this episode. So the body keeps the rhythm. Sometimes the body speaks first, before the words, before the awareness, before we even realize we've been holding our breath. Mine spoke through swollen tonsils, through a hunger that went quiet, through the bone-deep fatigue that doesn't ask for attention. It just exists. And at first, I wanted to fight it, to fix it, to Google it, to keep going anyway. But I'm learning that healing doesn't come from force. It comes from listening. The body isn't betraying you. She's just trying to hold you in place long enough for the soul to catch up. Stress isn't the villain. She's the messenger. She says, you've been sprinting on sacred ground. Slow down enough to feel it. So I've been letting myself feel it. The good stress, the sacred stretch, the ache of becoming. the moments that feel like too much, and the quiet proof that I can handle it anyway. I've been letting my mornings be my altar. The coffee, the dogs, the light, the journaling no one will ever read. The small moments that remind me peace doesn't come from control. Peace comes from presence. And when I forget, because I will, I come back to my breath. To the sound of water filling a glass. To my dogs cuddling with me wherever I lay. To the sunlight that keeps showing up, even when I don't. Because maybe that's what this whole season is teaching me, that my body keeps the rhythm. And that my only job is to listen. And to move with her, not ahead of her. And to trust that every ache, every wave, every late email and missed call is still somehow part of the unfolding. This is the season of stress, yes, but it's also the season of strength, of surrender, of learning that soft doesn't mean weak and slow doesn't mean last. So if you're in it too, if your body's whispering, if life feels like too much, you're not broken. You're just being reshaped. Keep listening. Sometimes the body speaks first, before the words, before the awareness, before we even realize we've been holding our breath. And with that, thank you for being here, for holding space with me today. If you're in your own stressful season, remember you're not alone in it. We're all just doing our best to listen and to soften and to keep moving with grace through the waves. And if anything in today's episode resonated, then maybe share it with a friend if you feel called to, if you have a friend in mind, someone who might need a reminder that their stress doesn't mean they're off the path or it has to be overwhelming, but it just means that they're becoming. I'd love to keep connecting beyond the podcasts. I've started my new Substack, Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA, where I'll be posting another piece Wednesday. And then you can also connect with me on Instagram, also Raquel Mantra. I genuinely love connecting in the DMs. And anyway, while you're here, make sure to tune into Witchy Wednesday this week and Freaky Friday later this week too. Subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts so you can be notified when a new episode pops up. Anyway, with all that being said, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.